This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Welcome to the Kyle Koster Show, presented by The Big Lead. It is that time of week again. Time to look at the International Baseball League of West Michigan. Week 10 action. We had a doozy for you. The Cubs versus the Mariners. In my opinion, this is the best rivalry in the league. There is playoff history. There is collegiality between players. There's mixing and matching. There's been many epic battles in the past. We came in tied for second place. So this was essentially a game and a half swing in the standings as the top two seeds will be getting a bye in the playoffs. You could argue there's been no bigger game in the league to date. We went out there and we played Cubs baseball, emerging with a 7-2 victory. I hate to be a broken record, but week after week, it seems like we're putting together wins that feel awesome and make me reconsider the ceiling of this team. The particulars of it we'll get into. I pitched 8 2/3 innings in a performance that was weird, but got the job done. I never felt truly comfortable out there. And I looked up and all of a sudden it was the eighth inning and we're winning 7-2, and which the score, which we ultimately finished up at. Joining me today is scoreboard operator extraordinaire, Jeremy Stokes, back from his time on the road in the dugout at historic Sullivan Field for the game of the day, perhaps the game of the year. I was nervous going in. How did you feel?
I don't know that I was nervous going in. I think this team, I mean, we played the best game we played all year yesterday or Sunday. That's not even, I don't even think it's really all that close. I think, you know, we had one error and it was on a really tricky hop at short, which is like, gonna happen at Sullivan to both teams every week. No matter what, you're gonna have some goofy stuff. I mean, everything else, Edgar just picked it at third, two diving plays in the outfield. I mean, it just really, really, really solid defense will win a lot of games. Like you were saying, you didn't have your best stuff yesterday, but just battled and grinded out at bats and, you know, soft contact when you needed it and good defense behind, you know, it just, I mean, you have like two strikeouts, maybe three in 8 2/3 and give up two runs. And basically those two runs were on a couple of walks and a couple bloops in the second. You know, it's just a really well-played baseball game from really by both sides. But we just kept putting the ball in play and not a lot of strikeouts from a guy who throws pretty hard and really comes at guys. I thought he pitched really well. I was kind of surprised. Same as you, kind of getting to the end of the game. It's like, wait, how are we up 7-2? But when you asked if I felt nervous, that was as confident by the end of the second inning, when we had kind of jumped right back in and scored after they had scored those two. I felt like we were going to win the game the whole time. And it was a very confident dugout, real chirpy dugout, which has been nice to kind of see the energy back up in there. I think we're starting to gain an identity.
Yeah, I think if you say that we notched our biggest win of the year and we did it largely without hitting the ball spectacularly, interestingly enough, I couldn't tell you who got hits. I was pretty locked in. We had a couple doubles, but essentially we just took advantage of every defensive mistake that they made. There was a lot of unconfident outfield play that came back to bite them, key errors, a missed tag of the bag at first base. But more than that, man, we manufactured runs. Ariel put down another bunt. There was well-timed steals. There was two out hitting. And maybe that's the testament of a really good team is we can go out there and the offense can have a B-minus game and I can have a B-minus or B performance on the hill, which is odd to say when I almost had a complete game and yet we win comfortably. I don't think that that's reason for us to get cocky, but I think it's a reminder of our potential to go out there to not have Christian as an option in relief. AJ Kasban came in and got the final out. I hope that he iced his arm. That was a lot of pitches for him to throw. I'm only saying that because I threw about 130. It's been a long time since I was out there. I mentioned during the game, I think I turned around and told Cooper that one day I hope that he loves anything as much as I love throwing ball one, because I don't think I was ahead in the count at any point through about 43 batters on Sunday, which is a new record for me. But I was able to get a bases loaded out and then an out with runners on second and third for no additional damage to kind of keep them at bay. And ultimately, they ended up with two runs. And if you give up two runs in this league, you're going to win unless you're facing, you know, just a freak on the mound from the other side. We are now 8-2 and we control our destiny. We are alone in second place in the standings. We have a big one with the Padres coming up this weekend. I think my takeaway is I'm starting to feel like we're shifting into playoff mode. Yesterday felt like a playoff mode game. It was a must win. And if we're going to bring that effort to the table, we're going to be a really hard out. And perhaps I'm a little bit less worried about getting tripped up in the semifinals, if I can kind of gauge my optimism without getting too far ahead of my skis.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think if we show up the way we did on Sunday, there isn't anyone who is going to beat us hands down. I mean, I think if you catch the ball in this league, that's a big deal. And we did that. And I think I think the reason why the A's beat us in week one had a lot to do with how well they played defensively. I think both of our losses were when teams had better defense than we did. We're going to put the bat on the ball. We got too many, guys who've been around a long time who know how to put the bat on the ball. And I think that's going to play for, the deeper you go, and certainly the deeper you go in the playoffs, the defense is going to be better. So it's going to be, I think that's what it's going to come down to. And I think that we found out yesterday what I think we already knew, but just hadn't done yet, which is if we play a clean defensive game, you can't beat us. And I think that's, it's a testament to kind of the way that you pitch and the way that our defense, the way that you pitch, if you're going to go 8 2/3 and only strike out three guys, you better catch the damn ball. That's just kind of part of the deal. So yeah, I think, I'm really excited. The playoff atmosphere was real for us. Before the game was even moving, I heard at least two people say this is a playoff game. And so to have that mindset going in and then to execute at that level, maybe that says a little bit about coming out a little flat this season and not beating the pants off people that we ought to have. And maybe, maybe not having this tight a game. But remember, we only lost one bad game. And we only lost that game by like three runs in the end, right? So the other loss is by one in 12 innings. It's I think this team is better than maybe you and I gave it credit for from the jump.
I think that's fair. I'm going to awkwardly transition to, you would think it's my favorite subject. It's not really. I want to talk about my performance and a little bit about how much it means to me, because I was thinking about it. And I wanted to get it on the record. In the middle of the game, I think in the sixth inning, after I had got out of a jam, I was speaking with my dad down the third baseline, and I said that it never gets old for me. I never tire of going out there and finding a way to do it. I never tire of having the defensive support. Like you mentioned, Edgar was awesome at third base. John and Ariel each made sliding catches. Everybody had my back. And to not have good stuff, to be as wild as you'll ever see me, I had more walks on Sunday than I had the entire year coming into the game. I had four walks, I think, on Sunday. I had two entering, so I doubled it. I ran laps as penance for that. But I want to say, at like 38 years old, I don't take it for granted to go out there and throw that many pitches, to have that success, to get that victory, to stand on that mound, to get that feeling. And so much of that comes with respect for the other team in a weird way of like, allowing me to have that experience, but being in that experience with me, even though they're trying to beat me. Like, it's something that you can't replicate in other elements of your life. There's been times in my past where I thought I would never do this. I never thought I would find a league where I would pitch again. I took several years off pitching. I never thought that this was going to be in my future. And to now be in year five in this league and get to do it and to be trusted with the ball, I'm constantly waiting for the bad thing to happen. So maybe I don't enjoy it as much in the moment, but like in those moments of reflection afterwards, I'm just so grateful. And I'm not going to stop this until I physically can't throw a ball, because it means so much to me. And there's just nothing better than that. And I think it's just, what a joy to have something like that in your life that, you know, deep down means nothing, but for those few hours and maybe the afterglow on a Sunday night can mean everything.
Well, it's, you're preaching to the choir here, being 40, as the waiting for the bad thing to happen. I can relate to that. Just with me, it's more the, am I going to realize I can't keep up sort of thing. Couple things on that. One, the having it mean something. One of the things that my dad used to tell me all the time about baseball is that it's really important when you care about the world at large to have something that means absolutely nothing that you can pour your heart into. And baseball has always been that for me. So I can totally relate to that, just pouring everything into a Sunday afternoon and feeling whatever you need to feel after the game is over. But knowing that it doesn't really mean anything in the grand scheme of things, other than maybe it, keeps your head on straight, and that there's just tremendous value in that. And we've talked about that, in previous podcasts, just about, and I think pretty much everybody you've had on here has said something to the effect of that, wherever they find it, whether it's, in the dugout with the guys, the competition, whatever it is that makes that it a valuable thing. I mean, it's the reason why you show up every week. And then as far as your performance goes, I mean, it was one of those, when you don't have your stuff, what you have is the ability to play chess when everybody's playing checkers, which you do as well as anybody. And then also just competing, which I don't think I've ever seen you quite as fired up as you were yesterday. Now, I have heard in previous years that would, I shouldn't be surprised, but just the, I think that is one of those reasons why you do get the ball and why, the discussion in the dugout is, at what point do you pull Kyle now that you know that he's kind of passed 100 pitches? And I told Javi, I said, you don't pull him until he's too tired to keep going, until he's not ready, because he's getting guys out. What are you going to do? Get in there and have somebody throw him fastballs? That doesn't make any sense. These guys can hit. We know that. Let them still. Well, we're a third or fourth time through the lineup. Yeah, but they're still not hitting them. So there's a certain amount of, if I were you, I would take pride in a start like that, because I think that is what makes a legitimate starting pitcher, is one who can go in without their best stuff and still give, still not be striking guys out, still having the ball be getting put in play and still be getting a lot of outs. You didn't even have one driven to the fence. It's just like you get into, and that team can hit. That's the, you look back at the scores that the Mariners have had, they've had some tough games, but they've also hung big numbers. So you expect a team that's, that's led by that core to have a good offense. So it was the most fun I've had watching on a Sunday this year. And I can't wait for next week.
No, me either. And I think just to put a bow on our game with the Mariners, it's just the random of baseball, a few breaks go your way and you win. The ball is hit 10 feet to the left on some of those fly balls to the outfield and we lose. And I think my journey in baseball and my journey as a pitcher has been learning to accept that. Like, you can't really control where the ball goes, but you can control that you're going to be as focused and as you possibly can and try to put yourself in the right situation to capitalize on those breaks. But I think it's like, in a weird way, not to get too deep, but it's humbling even when you win, I think is the walk that I had in the post game, where it's humbling that this happened, that several things fell into place to give me that good feeling when they could have gone the other way. And then we're sitting here in a real pickle in terms of the playoff picture and feeling down about ourselves. So it's a reminder of just the razor thin margins that baseball is as a whole. But I think this league, especially this year, is going to highlight and augment.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more that I think about the way that we are progressing, the more I feel like no one's going to want to see us in the postseason.
I agree. It's as simple as that. Don't misconstrue that for cockiness, but I mean, I think that's just the body of work in previous years. And then what we've put together during this winning streak, there's no other way to conclude that. Let's zip around the league again. Some surprising results. Let's focus on 2 1-run games. The Pirates beat the Marlins. So the Marlins are done in my mind, unless they went out, and considering what they've been all season, it would be very hard to imagine them winning out. The Pirates continue to play good baseball. The Braves squeaked by the Royals 13-12. Obviously that's just a roster game. They did not have their A team, and the Royals have improved. The A's took care of the Tigers 14-3 as the Cardinals stayed on top by dispatching the power 18-7. The Cardinals offense remains really hot. The power had won 3 in a row, came back to earth a little bit. And then perhaps the most surprising result of the weekend was the White Sox winning 16-3 over the Padres, who entered the day with real hopes of getting one of those two byes. And now we'll probably be fighting to finish in the 3 or 4 spot at best case. Which of those results was the most surprising to you? And which do you think will have the most impact on the playoff field when it's settled?
I mean, I was most surprised to see the Padres result, as you were, mostly because what I had seen from them is they weren't giving up a lot of runs. Whether they were scoring a ton or not, I think was kind of game to game, but they weren't giving up a lot of runs. So I don't know who pitched. I don't know what that story was. I mean, you never know. It's that part of the summer where people are, you know, off doing stuff. Although I will say the other result that kind of surprised me, because I saw, I don't know, half the game, was the Royals Braves score, because the Braves were getting throttled, and we're not talking like they weren't getting hits. They were putting the bat on the ball at all. And they were giving up all kinds of runs and errors. It was all over the map. So I actually left, just game was over as far as I was concerned. So when I saw the score, I was like, well, I guess I should have stayed. That was probably a fairly interesting game. Yeah, playoff picture wise, I mean, I think we'll find out next week who the Padres are. It's a relief to me when I look at what's happening, you know, when the A's get beat, now the Padres get beat. We don't really know what the Cardinals situation is on the back end of the year, but it's really nice to know that we have a full dugout every week and there's 12 or 13 guys where we're not going to have a major offensive drop off if, you know, if a couple guys can't make it. So that I think in terms of how the playoff seating works, it lines up really well for us. And it does seem like maybe the A's are a little bit thinner than they've been in the past. Maybe the Padres, I mean, we don't know the Padres yet. So I you know, loath to say anything sort of specific about them. You know, the Cardinals are the team that seems to be the most complete. And I'd be really curious to find out kind of what the plan is with their roster on the back end, if all those guys are going to be around in the playoffs. Because if they aren't, I think we're the team to beat. Otherwise, I think the Cardinals are still holding down that spot. And no, they seem to just be taking care of business every week.
I think that that's fair. I think that consistency level, we are probably number one, but in terms of capacity and ceiling, it remains the Cardinals, and we will have to play a very good game in order to beat them, as everybody else will. In the standings department, Cardinals remain atop at 9-1. We are 8-2 in sole possession of second. God, that sounds so good to say. It's been a long journey up this table, I have to say. I wasn't sure we were going to get there. Now we just got to hold on. The Mariners and A's are tied at 7-3, as are the Braves and Padres at 6-4 for the 5 and 6 spots. But then those pesky White Sox are 7th at 5-5. They now have the tiebreaker over the Padres. And if we beat the Padres next week and the White Sox take care of business, they will move in. Outside looking in, needing something really special, the Power, Pirates, and Marlins are all tied at 3-7. Power and Pirates playing good baseball down the stretch. You don't rule out the opportunity that they can play spoiler against a team that has established itself as a playoff team. Royals at 2-8 with a really close call against the Braves, as we mentioned, and the Tigers at 1-9. I'm happy that they got on the right side of the ledger at least once. I would say they have the capacity to do it again. So that's kind of where we stand right now. We have one more game that will complete the circuit, and then the league is getting broken into two parts. And that's another thing that we don't have a lot of control over. And that schedule will dictate, I think, it might dictate our ability to get the number one seed, because if we don't play the Cardinals again, we have no opportunity to even them up in the season series and then get the run tiebreaker against them by beating them by more than they beat me. And I think that that might come into play more for teams that are trying to get in the playoffs, where you're not 100% sure you're going to get another head-to-head shot at the team that you need to beat. So winning out is pretty much in everybody's best interest now, because there's no shortage of teams that will swoop up and take you over, whether that be for the third spot, the fourth spot, or in the case of the sixth spot. That seems to be an open question right now.
Yeah. And I don't think there's any team. And this is one of the things I was looking at yesterday when the scores came out and started kind of going over the table. None of those playoff teams are going to be walked over by anybody else. I'm excited for these playoffs. I mean, we haven't had a playoffs in this league, at least as long as I've been around, that's as even as this one feels like it's going to be.
You said it, like if it ended today, it'd be Mariners, Padres, great game. A's, Braves. Could you imagine if the Braves have Hui on the hill?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking
mm-hmm.
about the A's maybe being bounced before the semis, which would have been unheard of before the season. Not saying that's going to happen, but you know, like that's the way things are trending. And you get one shot, you get nine innings. And I think that's why it's so important to secure those two spots, because you're going to assure yourself that bullet. Because I don't care how good of a team you are, having to win two straight elimination games to reach the finals is going to be a really tall task, because anything can happen. Yeah. And it's going to make it super exciting. I think one thing it's going to do for the league too is it's going to get a lot of us out there watching, because who doesn't want to watch that? Yeah, it's fun to check out the action on any given Sunday. But when one team's going home, that's where you see some real baseball, and you see some guys who don't seem like they care too much. They begin to care an awful hell of a lot, as they should.
Yeah, it's gonna be a must watch. I'm so excited about it. It really does. I think it'll be great for the teams that are on the outside showing up to get fired up for what is coming for them. And hopefully we get people coming in who haven't seen the league yet and can kind of see the level that it's played at when it's, you know, when it does come down to the wire. It was certainly one of the things that got me, I don't know, I guess I was watching the final 3 years ago, that kind of got me going, oh man, I gotta be playing on Sundays, man. I was doing weekday league and I was like, man, I gotta get in on this. This is good fun. So, and it obviously it has been. So I'm really excited about playoffs. And also I look forward to doing that show once we kind of know what the splits are, because I think having some sense of what the outcomes can be from those two pools is going to be really fun too.
Yeah. Always be thinking content. That's going to be fun. We'll have to go through and break those down. I'll get our producer, who's also me, on that. So in summation, huge win. My arm hurts, not gonna lie, pretty sore. But just it's great to be out there. It's great to talk about it. It's great to feel the excitement, and the league is really coming to a head right now. In 2 weeks, we have the All-Star game. That's always fun. I encourage everybody, even if they don't play, to come check that out. And the Home Run Derby at
Sol. That's great. Great.
He always does such a great job with it. And the game is very fun to be around, and the quality of play, you know, as good as it comes, because you have the best players participating. That's Jeremy Stokes. I'm Kyle Koster. This has been International Baseball League of West Michigan post-game chatter, the only place on the internet you'll get this. For now,